Skateboarding is an intense pastime, rocketing through streets and half pipes on a wheeled wooden board to the sounds of some pretty full-on music. For Melbourne skateboarder Shana Nolan, who has spent the past couple of years in Kabul working for an NGO, finding some street time had been difficult.
It's a city that was built for 1 million in the 70s due to refugee movements and IDP influx. It's, you know, ballooned to 4 million, and basically the services, the infrastructure are very stressed. We found the Ghazni Stadium, which is, yes, it was a source of execution, but that had smooth concrete. So we used to go skateboarding after the local national teams would play their football or soccer. And then we progressed to the German high school. And basically kids had never seen a skateboard before outside of a movie, so they pretty much thought that myself and Ollie were American rock stars, I'm sure.
Fellow Melburnian Oliver Perkovich shared her love for getting on the board and realised they were attracting a great deal of attention on the streets of Kabul.
Just taking the skateboards out onto the street and riding, people were really interested and thought, what is that? Can I have a go? And there were some friends that asked to borrow the boards, and I said, no problem.
So Oliver and Shana, along with another Kabul-based Australian, Travis Beard, have hit on the idea of starting a skateboarding school and building a skate park for the population, 70% of which are under 25 years old. They call their project Skatistan. And after some fundraising back home in Melbourne, Travis has just touched down back in Afghanistan to scout for locations in Kabul. Shana explains why they think it'll work.
For instance, the YMCA in Australia uses skateboarding in its after-school programming. The Tony Hawk Foundation in America, another great way of getting kids, which were traditionally probably alienated, you know, engaging with adults and local government to discuss what they want in a community and to create recreational areas that are more youth-friendly and youth-orientated and eventually safe and supervised environments for them to play in.
One of Australia's most accomplished skate park design firms, Convic, has come on board and donated designs and know-how for the project. As designer Wade Trevine explains, skating culture has well moved on from being an underground sport.
I think gone are the days where the skate park goes in the back paddock and everyone forgets about it. They're generating into places that the community can be proud of.
I suppose it'd be great to see some new Afghani board riders in all those glossy magazines in the future.
It'd be fantastic. Like, you can certainly see it coming throughout the world at the moment. Like, Russia's kind of a popular spot, and obviously also China with the park there. So to see some stuff coming out of the Middle East would just be great. It'd be certainly inspirational. Some of the pictures that they've already shown me from Skatistan it's really, really cool.
From his time working in Afghanistan, Oliver Perkovich saw the way that skateboarding was the great leveller between the different ethnic groups.
There's a social pecking order of Pashtuns and then Tajiks and then Hazaras and then Uzbeks. And that's something that's very, very important for us, to get all of those different ethnicities skateboard together and look up to each other, and so hopefully develop relationships across these different ethnicities. We also want to have a capacity to work with handicapped children.
We've already been approached by several kids that don't even have limbs. They've been involved in mine accidents, and there are skateboarders out there that are skateboarding with, you know, no arms or one leg or prosthetics, and making great achievements. We also want to see women on skateboards, so once a week the park will be closed to men, including Oliver and Travis, but it will just be open for women. And we've found that in Afghanistan, some women are participating in sport, but many more of them don't have the opportunity currently. They have nowhere to practice sport. But they have indicated that this is something that they would be really interested in.
There's some great photographs and video footage on the web of the three Australians skating with the locals in Kabul's Olympic Stadium. Shana Nolan says it's a perfect example of why something as physically exhilarating and fun as skateboarding generates real camaraderie in the community and gives the war-torn youth something positive to do.
Part of that experience, it was really special because the soldiers that were actually guarding that facility came over, wondered what it was all about, and asked for a go. The soccer players that came over also asked for a go. Everybody was just smiling and wanting to see what this new thing was about. There was no threat to skateboarding, and they were just amazed that us as, you know, expatriates living in Kabul were actually getting out of our, you know, four-wheel drives, putting ourselves in a situation where we're directly engaging with the Afghan population and teaching them something else.
Some skate diplomacy, maybe.
Ping pong diplomacy worked in the 1970s between China and America, so let's see what's possible.